Kenyan MPs have tabled a motion in Parliament to disband Kenya's Salaries and Remuneration Commission, SRC, which reduced their salaries from what their predecessors were earning in the previous government. This after protesters staged demonstrations outside the parliament early in the week against the high payments of lawmakers.
Kenya is among, I think, the poorest countries in the world. But our MPs are paid the highest. In the name of what? Giving back the society. Now we've come to tell them they can go back home. And we're ready to occupy the parliament at half of what they've been paid or nothing at all.
Kenyan legislators are among the highest paid in the world. Their salaries have often triggered controversy as they earn more than their counterparts in Europe, Ghana, Rwanda and Burundi. Under the former President Kibaki's government, the 222 Kenyan MPs each earned about $10,000 a month and were exempted from tax. Protests had also taken place then when the MPs wanted to raise their salaries further to $12,000 per month and receive a send-off package of $59,000 at the end of their five-year term. After Kenya held presidential and parliamentary elections in March, the new parliament is made up of 416 MPs, 349 in the National Assembly and 67 in the Senate. The newly elected legislators are accusing the SRC of slashing the pay unfairly and want to reverse the ruling that decreased their predecessors' salaries from $10,000 to $6,300 a month, which will also be taxed.
We based the evaluation on the provision of the Constitution, the responsibilities of the Senate and the responsibilities of the MPs. If you are looked at the responsibilities of the senator, because we are not looking at the individual that is holding that position. We looked at the responsibility.
The decision to rule out a pay rise comes at a time when the country's overall revenue collection has decreased. The reduction is also aimed at containing the country's swelling wage bill that is beyond 50% to the GDP. A recent opinion poll reveals that 86% of Kenyans oppose the MP's salaries demands and just 8% want the Salaries Commission disbanded. Considering that the minimum wage in Nairobi is $1,500 a year and many Kenyans live on even less, they fear that the constant push for MPs to demand a higher pay package may just run the country broke and spark off a higher cost of living. Olivia Nirani, Press TV. Nairobi, Kenya.